producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hello. Here I am in Washington, and I'm going to conduct this show solo, I believe, because our good friend Robert Scott Bell is in Dallas at a medical conference, and we're glad that he's there contributing and making a difference, but we're sad that he's not with us this evening to help us through what will be a really extraordinary show. We've got a lot to deal with, national issues right and left, and we have a great set of guests with Cheryl Chumley coming on, and also with Norm Singleton in the second half of the hour, our regulars. So we got out of New Hampshire, and pretty extraordinary results with Hillary Clinton getting trounced by Bernie Sanders, and the polling results showing, among other things, that Hillary's integrity problem is immense. Over 90% of Democrats question her integrity, question whether or not she's honest. It's not just the Republicans, it's now universal. The Democrats do question her integrity, too. And that becomes a super problem. I don't think that there's been enough emphasis on the significance of that problem for Hillary. The conventional wisdom is that she has a firewall in the South and will be able to carry the southern states. But I have my doubts, because when you get into that polling booth and you're thinking about voting for somebody, and you have doubts about their truthfulness and about whether or not they will follow through with their commitments because they have an integrity problem, you may well find yourself not able to vote for that person. And I think significant numbers of Democrats in the South will come to that same conclusion as they did in New Hampshire. The other argument is, of course, that Hillary somehow has a lock on the minority vote. I just don't buy that. I don't buy it because I think that minorities in the South, blacks and Hispanics, are just as apt to have the same questions about Hillary's integrity as do all other Democrats. And I think also that Bernie Sanders, as it will come to light, has a significant civil rights history, and that will play well and will shore up his support. Furthermore, his ideology, far-left ideology, to which Hillary Clinton finds herself grasping, is based on a long-term, sincere commitment on his part to the left. So as it goes through, the Democratic Party is dominated now by people who are far left, people who don't have any problem identifying themselves as socialists. I think Hillary Clinton is in for it. I really do think that this cloud of potential indictment that hangs over her head, which I think will come to fruition, at least to the extent of FBI Director James Comey recommending to the Attorney General Lynch that she be indicted, that will come to light when it happens, and will really do a number on her. And I think the potential for an indictment, whether it happens before the nominating convention or after, is so great that it's going to steal any potential for Hillary Clinton to become president. At least that's the way it appears to me. And all this bodes well, I think, for whoever the Republican nominee is, because if it's Sanders versus that person, or if Joe Biden jumps in from the wings when Hillary is indicted or put up for indictment, or her numbers drop to the floor and Sanders is taking the show, I think whoever comes out of that convention is going to have a rough go of it this year when the anti-establishment movement is so strong, even in both parties. So that's the Democratic side. On the Republican side, we have some interesting dynamics with Rubio shooting himself in the head in the second debate. Question is, will he recover from that? It is a bizarre circumstance when someone is asked or is alleged to have no achievements in his background to respond as he did by simply regurgitating over and over again three times his idea that that Barack Obama is destructive of the country. Well, that doesn't answer the question, does it? It makes it look as though he is more robotic. Why he didn't respond, he seems to me he had some really good opportunities to respond in a powerful way. For example, he could say that, look, your attack on me because I've been a senator in a Democratic, largely in a Democratic-controlled Congress without the opportunity to present significant legislation is one thing. That doesn't mean that I don't have the brain power to develop it, or that I haven't thought through these issues and have plans in place to take advantage of a sincere minority that's not dominated by the establishment. And that his accuser there, Chris Christie, actually has virtually nothing to show for his term as governor, simply because these are statewide matters. These are not international or national matters that he deals with. And making sure that the roads are plowed, or making sure that law enforcement officers have the support of the governor in performing their duties, is simply not evidence of an enormous achievement on the part of Chris Christie. But in any event, be that as it may, he answered the way he did, and he shot himself in the head. He's dropped down to third place, and it's become problematic for him. Well, we're now joined by Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Jonathan. It's great to be here.
And I was just talking about Hillary Clinton's honesty problem, and then went on to discuss a little bit about the Republicans and about the strange self-destruction of Marco Rubio, at least in part. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton's honesty issue, that seems to me to be a fundamental problem for which she's unlikely to be able to find any way out of it. You can't really say, can't really have a history of dishonesty and suddenly say that I've found the light, when your history has come all the way up to this point in the campaign. I don't know how she's going to recreate herself as an honest and compassionate human being when she's been rather extraordinarily dishonest and rather wooden. What's your take on all this? Is she going to make it through the primaries as a victor, or do you think she's going to start losing regularly?
Well, her poll numbers are just awful, and she's being beaten badly by Bernie Sanders, which is a shock to a lot of people in America. But with Hillary's poll numbers and the reflection of her honesty issue, what surprises me most is that her polls are low because of the dishonesty factor. But, you know, you and I know that this isn't anything new with Hillary Clinton. She's been dishonest since she was in the White House with her husband. You know, scandals have followed both Clintons for years, but Hillary has been touched directly by plenty of them. So what's a little bit amusing to me is that her polls are falling because of her dishonesty, but at the same time I'm wondering, well, why are her polls falling so much? Because all her supporters knew she was dishonest in the first place. And to answer your question, yeah, I actually do think she's still going to make it through the primary. I don't think that any indictment that comes is going to snatch her away from the political world overnight. I think Clinton ultimately has a good chance still of being the Democratic nominee.
Interesting. Now, one of the things that she also has a problem with is that she appears to address superficially a whole slew of issues in an effort to sort of grab some of the liberal limelight. You know, she's trying to out-left Bernie Sanders, or at least be as viewed as liberal as Bernie Sanders, rather than to take him head-on, in other words, and challenge his positions as unrealistic and so on. She's tried to recreate herself as a another version of Bernie Sanders. At least that's the way it seemed in New Hampshire. And I don't know that that is anything other than an affirmation of her dishonesty. In other words, I think that she's her own worst enemy. And I think the contrast with Sanders is profound in that Sanders is a true believer. He is a democratic socialist and proud of it. And he is an honest person. So I think that the contrast between the two all tends to deflate her balloon. And I'm not so confident that she is going to be able to maintain a dominant position in the South as she thinks she is. I think Bernie is going to erode that, and I think he's likely to win some of these primaries, if not a majority of them. And I'm not so certain that he won't come up as the as the party in the dominant, you know, with the most electoral votes at the convention, but. A lot remains to be seen what's going to happen with this indictment. I do think, though, if word is released of James Comey's recommendation to Attorney General Lynch that she be indicted, if that happens, I think it's really going to have an impact on her, because it'll just be an affirmation, a further affirmation from an independent official source within the Obama administration that she has been dishonest, and actually dishonest to the point of threatening the safety of Americans in service to their country. But anyway, we'll be right back after the break. But when we do come back, we're going to address the issue of whether Donald Trump is invincible. We'll hear from Cheryl on that point when we come back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Well, not Robert, but Jonathan. And Robert is in, he's in Dallas. And he's at a medical conference there. We wish he were here, but he's doing good work there, so we're happy he's making a difference in Dallas today. Cheryl, we were just talking during the break about Donald Trump, and I wanted to ask you, do you think Donald Trump is invincible? Do you think he's actually going to become the Republican nominee?
Well, I don't think anybody's invincible, but if you had to pick a candidate who is most invincible, it certainly does look like Donald Trump. I mean, his gold star just is not losing any of its luster. And I think the more people get to know him and the more the field narrows, that he's actually going to start doubling down on some of the issues more. And people aren't just going to like how he presents himself as Make America Great Again, but they may actually start to find themselves in agreement on some of his platforms, particularly the economic ones. And I really think you should talk about that analogy. You were just talking about with me what Donald Trump reminds you of, and I think listeners will see that, you know, this is a guy that's not just likable, but he's also got staying power, mostly because of his ability to seem like he tells the truth.
Well, you and I were discussing during the break how Donald Trump is really a lot like Archie Bunker in the sense that, you know, here's Archie Bunker. The character of Archie Bunker was extremely patriotic. He loved this country. He wasn't necessarily the brightest bulb, but he was very honest, and he was brutally honest, frank in his opinion, and called Meathead a meathead. Didn't humor those who with whom he disagreed. He just stated his disagreement in terms that would oftentimes offend. That's quite similar to Donald Trump, but as the audience came to realize, more and more about this character, Archie Bunker, liberals and conservatives alike ended up liking him. They may not have agreed with him, but they liked him because he was honest, because he was blunt, because he really did love this country, and he meant well. Even if he wasn't as intelligent as a Rhodes Scholar, he was nevertheless a guy who worked really hard for what he earned and loved this country. I think a lot of people think of Donald Trump in a similar way, and I think he's gaining the affection of more and more Republicans because of that brutal honesty, and they're just fed up with politics as usual, and they're fed up with sophisticated lines that are planned in advance and delivered during the debates and indicate that a person is really just desperately trying to craft themselves into an image that will appeal. He's just telling it like it is, and that's why I think he's so appealing. But do you think that Cruz or Rubio really stand a chance of toppling Trump?
Well, Cruz, it's a funny thing, because Cruz, who was so anti-establishment when he was making his case on Capitol Hill the last couple years and holding up Obama's policies and so forth, next to Trump, Cruz is almost coming off like the establishment candidate, which is a little bit surprising to me because I'm a Cruz fan myself, and I never thought of him as establishment in any way. But next to Trump, who's, you know, more the, you know, down-to-earth type candidate, Cruz comes across more as the Washington insider. I don't see Cruz losing to him. I actually see him gaining, especially in South Carolina, where he's got a big evangelical base. Rubio, I think he stumbled pretty hard in this last debate. But it's a long campaign season, so I don't see him going away. Jeb Bush is actually picking up some steam, which is surprising to me. So I don't see him dropping out anytime soon. I would say that all these candidates who are in it now, they probably at least make it to Super Tuesday in March.
It's interesting. You know, what is also quite surprising in light of the fact that Cruz is so prominent in his pronouncements about his evangelical ties, while Trump is not, Trump is taking a huge segment of the evangelical vote, which I think is more along the lines of this integrity, honesty factor that people are saying, hey, look, you know, I like Trump's honesty. I like his bluntness. I may not use the words he uses. I certainly wouldn't use the four-letter words he uses. But he's not sugarcoating himself. And I think with Cruz, it may just be that he's trying too hard. That it's also, there's a biting edge to Cruz. He's kind of an angry man. And I think that Trump, by contrast, is confident. Doesn't show that, shows visceral anger, but doesn't show sort of this incessant, simmering anger all the time. Anyway, we'll be right back after the break, but thanks so much for being with us this segment. And we'll see Cheryl again, of course, next time as well. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All righty then. Well, Robert is in Dallas today, so it's Jonathan substituting for Robert. And I have with me today, as we do every week, my good friend who's the president of the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. And Norm, on your agenda, there are a number of issues, and I thought I'd start with this internet sales tax issue. Tell us about the bill pending in Congress and its likelihood of passage, and, well, start with the underlying problem that we have here.
Well, what we have is ever since the dawn of the internet era back in the 90s and the dawn of internet commerce, there has been an attempt by starting with brick-and-mortar retailers and now actually some, unfortunately, some of your larger internet businesses themselves, like Amazon, to require internet retailers to collect sales taxes, not of the state in which they're domiciled, but this, or to collect sales taxes, and not in your state, but in their state, and send it to state governments. The problem with this, there's numerous problems with it, but one of the big problems is that there's a Supreme Court case that says that state governments can't tax out-of-state businesses. So this would allow state governments to reach their hands across state lines and force you to basically pay sales taxes in other states. The case on Port is Quill versus North Dakota. Quill is an office supply company still in business, and they're a catalog company, because back then most of the interstate commerce was conducted either by mail order catalog, whereas today it's the internet. Now, fast forward to the era of the internet, you have a lot of tax-hungry governors and big retailers. Walmart is really behind this, saying that we need to put sales taxes on online commerce because it's not fair. Studies have shown most of their claims are not true. For example, they like to talk about something called show forwarding or something like that, where someone will walk into a store, walk into Walmart, actually have someone show a store clerk show them around, give them answer their questions about products. Then they'll go on their smartphone, go to Amazon, find the product cheaper, and order it right there. Some studies have actually shown that people are more likely to do the opposite. They're likely to get up on Saturday morning, go online, figure out what it is that they want, and then go to Walmart or Barnes & Noble or Target and buy the good there because they want it, because they need it that day. They don't want to wait even a day for Amazon Prime. Now, the reason Amazon is behind this is because what the Quill decision was based on was what's called nexus, which means that a state can force a business to collect sales taxes if it has a physical presence in the state. With Amazon's, and I should say that, you know, I like it. I think everybody who uses it enjoys it, is the Amazon Prime, guaranteed quick delivery service. But part of that is that they're opening warehouses across the country. I think they have a warehouse in almost every state right now, which means a physical nexus, which means they're required by the government, by state governments, can require them to collect sales taxes. So they, as a lot of businesses do when they get big, have changed their minds about regulation because, guess what? Amazon doesn't care about the state sales tax issue, but some guy sitting in a garage starting up what might be the next Amazon, what might be the next Overstock, what could be the next eBay, they care about this because it's going to kill them. And the supporters of the bill say we have $1 million threshold of income. Well, first of all, in one of the versions, I think it's $1 million total income, not just $1 million over the internet. So if you have $900,000 income and only $100,000 from brick and mortar and only $100,000 from the income, you get hit with this. And secondly, this has a built-in incentive for you, for businesses to not grow, or a built-in weight on a business growth. So it's bad for consumers, it's bad for businesses, it's not necessary. businesses, brick-and-mortar businesses, should actually be spending their time and having their lobbyists spend their time at the state capitals and at city halls knocking down anti-business state and regulation instead of, as they often do, trying to raise taxes and raise regulations on consumers and on their smaller competitors. What's going on,
Norm,
in Congress?
Norm, tell us what this bill would do.
Yeah.
What is in this bill that would affect the internet sales tax?
The bill would require every business to figure out where you live, which is very difficult, and then figure out the state sales taxes, and then send that to the state governments. Now, it would raise prices on everything that you pay over the internet in terms of taxes and in terms of regulations. It would also essentially allow state legislatures to impose to tax businesses that are from out of state. Now, which is a violation of taxation without representation. And again, the ones who'll be hurt by this are the smaller businesses that can't afford the big lobbies. It's especially a problem in states like where we live, Jonathan, I think, because you often do see local businesses, big businesses, lobbying for greater tax revenue because they want the state to spend it on roads and things like that. There's another tax issue that just got resolved, which is the Internet Access Tax, which was a great idea that a bunch of local bureaucrats and state bureaucrats had in the 90s, which is people are doing this new thing called going online. We ought to say that every time that you turn on your computer and you go online, and remember this was back in the days of dial-up, that that's a taxable event and you owe us money the same way you do on a phone. The problem, of course, is that there's internet is because even in the early days, the internet was completely interstate and foreign commerce. You know, you turn on and you try to send an email to someone, one town over. Well, you don't know how many servers and how many states that email is going to bounce through before it gets to them. Imagine if every state, every city that your email, that your internet, went through had got to, impose a tax. So Congress put a moratorium on internet taxes. Just today they passed the internet tax moratorium. The problem with that is that in order to get that passed as part of customs legislation, Senator McConnell cut a deal with a group of pro internet sales tax people to say, I'll give you a vote on your internet sales tax legislation and sometime this year. So Campaign for Liberty is gearing up to fight once again this internet sales tax legislation, thanks to the Senate leadership, which instead of holding firm in a fight that we may have actually been able to win had they not cut this deal.
Well, it looks like to me that the opposition, the support for your position, opposition to the internet sales tax, is so strong that this is going to be hard to pass. Do you think that it's likely to pass, or do you think it's likely to go down in flames? It has gone down in flames in the past.
Well, it's passed the Senate, but it's never even been brought up in the House. It's one of those things where if it comes up in the Senate, I'm not sure if it will pass. What I am sure of is that because the last time it was voted on in the Senate and passed was 2013. There's been a lot of new senators since then, obviously, and I think that most of them will vote against it, most of the freshman Republicans. In fact, the last time it passed, I think the figure was no Republican under 50 voted for it, and only one Republican under 55 voted for it. So it's a generational thing. Newer senators, younger representatives who understand the millennials, understand the internet generation, they are not going to they're not going to vote for it.
Well, you know, I think this would be the Internet has proven itself to be one of the major engines of ease of access into the marketplace. So it has been a job creator. It's been an enormous job creator. It's been enormously favorable for people who wish to enter the marketplace but can't ordinarily afford bricks and mortar type operations. So it's been hugely beneficial in vastly expanding the global marketplace. And this would really do a number on it. This would really cause a barrier to entry that would be insurmountable for a lot of small businesses, would take a lot of small businesses that are in the marketplace, not making that much of a profit, but enough to get by. They'd rather not have the regulatory hassle, the compliance hassle, and the audits, and the state inquiries. They just couldn't handle it. They couldn't afford the accountants and risk managers to handle that, so they would just fold their tent. I think it would have a devastating effect on the economy. I certainly hope that that information, good study to that effect, gets before the members of Congress. I think there's at least the current composition of the House and the Senate would be really averse to this whole idea. It would be a dumb move, one that would hurt a struggling economy. Very bad idea all around. Well, Norm, we're gonna have a break here shortly, but I do want to get on to the subject, at least tee it up. The FDA is one of the biggest censors of truthful information in the marketplace. It is like the Star Chamber courts in ancient times in England, in that it rules with virtually absolute control over the content of labels and labeling in the country. When we come back, we're going to hear some horror stories, and we're going to hear what Norm's organization and Ron Paul are going to do about it. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week.
You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Not Robert, but Jonathan. But Robert is in Dallas at a medical conference, and we're glad he's there. We're sorry he's not here. But we do have with me Norm Singleton, who's the president for the Campaign for Liberty. And Norm, we have FDA with its shenanigans greatly expanding its censorship powers under this administration, reaching even to local menus. And tell us about the legislation that's pending that would rein in FDA's menu labeling.
Counts on menus. And this is one of those well-meaning but kind of like unnecessary things that the federal government that the federal government likes to do. So and the problem was with the FDA regulations, because the language it gave it them such broad power that the their regulations would have required what's called self-service food, which is your basic buffet or your grocery stores, to Ruby Tuesdays that has a salad bar, to come up with thousands of different calorie counts, because they would have to account for almost every possible combination. It really would have been a burden on your on pizza places. And again, we wouldn't necessarily be talking about Domino's, but your favorite little pizzeria that because they would have had to come up with calorie counts for every possible combination. So we have a calorie count for pepperoni, mushrooms, and green pepper. Oh, but you're getting pepperoni, mushrooms, green pepper, anchovies, and onions. We need to figure out a new calorie count for that. Excuse us while we do that. And so it is just a absolutely ridiculous ridiculous idea, and it's completely completely I don't want to say evil, but I guess that's one word for it. But fortunately, tomorrow Congress is voting on legislation. It wouldn't repeal this, which would be ideal, but it at least is making sure that the grocery stores and pizza places and buffets are protected from the stupid unintended, or maybe intended, you never know with this, with liberals effects of this bill. And the bill number is HR 2017. So anyone who the vote is going to be tomorrow morning, so you still have time if you want to call your representative and ask them to vote for this bill.
Good chance it'll pass, Norm.
I think it'll pass the House. I'm not sure what's going to happen in the Senate. I haven't heard yet. I'll let you know the House and Senate isn't in next week, but when I find out, I will certainly let the audience know. You know, we see the FDA continuing. There's a story up on Campaign for Liberty's blog this week that was brought to my attention by my good friends at the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity about something you and I used to work on, which is they're persecuting prosecuting a guy, an Amish farmer, for selling I think it's called a chickweed product that he didn't claim it helped skin cancer. He had customers who used it when they had skin cancer, and they provided testimonials that it helped them. He is now being prosecuted for that because the product was not FDA approved. And as you've worked on many cases, the FDA, even though they've lost a lot of cases, most of them argued by Jonathan Emord, that says that the First Amendment actually stops the FDA from trying to censor truthful healthcare claims, or censor certainly truthful testimonials from customers. They keep trying to do this, and they're actually wanting to put this Amish farmer in jail. So we have a lot of work to do on the FDA and other government agencies.
Well, thank goodness for you, Norm, and thank goodness for the Campaign for Liberty, where there's too few of us in the business of defending individual rights against the all-oppressive power of the federal bureaucracy. It's been another great show, Norm. Thank you for being with us. We'll look forward to Norm next week again. And that ends another show. It's a wrap.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance of feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Way not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Way tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.